First of all, I want to say thank you to Ina and all the wonderful storytellers and performers. So thank you for allowing me to share, because that's the best part about writing is sharing. And Ina gave me a great tip, and I hope that she will appreciate what I've learned from Ina. So this is a true childhood story. It has to do with candy. When was the first time you remembered, really consciously remembered, what candy is? For me, it was before I could spell. My mother and my sisters would talk in code, and they would say, "Where did you hide the C-A-N-D-Y? And I would be the youngest, like, "What are you talking about? The C-A-N-D-Y, later we might have some C-A-N-D-Y. And it just drove me crazy. Before I even knew what it was, I wanted it. And then finally I found out what it was, and then I really, really wanted it. I think sugar is the first gateway drug. Think about it. So there was one time, early summer, I had just finished first grade, so I was feeling pretty confident, just turned 8 years old. And I was a little bored, and I decided, I'm going to go get some candy. So I went upstairs, and I raided my dad's change jar, which every dad has, right? Got some nickels, quarters, and dimes, loaded them all up in my little change purse. I got my jean knapsack with the applique on the back. I put my pro kids on. I was all ready to go. One tiny detail which did not cross my mind whatsoever, I lived in Vermont, in the country. There's no 7-Eleven. There's no bodega. There's no Cumberland Farms. But the Underhill Country Store was only 2 miles away down the mountain. Oh, yeah, we lived at the base of the highest mountain in Vermont. Mount Mansfield, 4,393 feet high. I climbed Mount Mansfield when I was 4 years old. So walking to the store, no problem, right? That's this Vermonter mentality. It gets you in the end. So I go, I got everything. I got my knapsack, I got my kids, got my change. I go to the end of the driveway, take a right, ready to head out to Pleasant Valley Road. Look over, my mom's in the garden weeding. Like, I do have the sense to know that my mom probably wouldn't let me walk to the store. So I see her, I'm like, uh-oh. So she looks up at me, and I look back at her, and we lock eyes. She kind of goes like this. So I decide to wave. You know, I was always in the woods, you know, for hours, so everybody knew I would eventually show up. No questions asked. She just went back to weeding, because that's really important, weeding the garden, especially in Vermont, of course. So I go down to the end of the dirt road. At the end of our dirt road, our redneck neighbors lived. And if you want to imagine anything that has to do with rednecks and Vermont, it's true. They had, you know, a shed falling down. They had the old cars in the back that weren't working. They even had a white tractor tire with plants growing out of it. Real classy. So I see them and like piddling around in their yard. And you know, I wave. I'm cool. Get to Pleasant Valley Road. That's the road that leads down to the Underhill Country Store. Now this road, if you can imagine, we lived at the base of the mountain. It goes like this, and then it goes like this, and then there's a little flat, and then it goes down again, and then there's the country store. But none of this crosses my mind. There's no sidewalks, of course. I was never told to walk against traffic, so that didn't cross my mind either. I'm just walking along. I loved being in the country at that age. It was awesome. I'm just walking on Pleasant Valley Road. There's a part, the first part is where there's these giant trees, and the leaves were out. It's just beautiful. They make this tunnel. I'm like, oh, this is great. pass by the neighbor's house, the old lady with the dogs. I get down to the hairpin turns. That's where the dump road is. That's where you take the dump. So I pass by there, and that's where it kind of gets a little tricky because there's all these hairpin turns, and on either side of the road there's giant ditches. So when traffic passed by, I had to kind of go like this. But it was okay. And of course, there was a dead animal at the end of the dump road. Yeah, lots of dead animals in Vermont. No big deal. Like, yeah, there's a dead animal. There's maggots coming out of it. Whatever. I'm going to the store. So then I passed Casey's Hill, and that's sort of this little bump where we would go sledding in the winter. And that leads up to the access road to Mount Mansfield State Park, where you go to climb Mount Mansfield. So I passed by Casey's Hill. There's a little flat, still walking, feeling great. Passed by the little school. That's the elementary school. Four classrooms, four grades, no gym, no cafeteria. That was my elementary school. But tons of fields and woods where we were allowed to just do whatever we wanted. So then I went down the little hump, passed by the town hall. Then I get to the Underhill Country Store. Made it. And it was kind of like this Wild West outpost. It's like this house, but it's got a porch in the front with two stairs leading down the side. And it's kind of a weird place. It's not a place where you shop. You know, you get junk food and milk, maybe eggs. So I walk up, turn around. There was the Mecca of candy. Like this cascading display, you know? And like anything you ever wanted, penny candy and the candy bars. So at that point, I wasn't really that confident in paying for something. I wasn't quite sure. I knew, you know, I had the money, and there's the stuff, so I kind of had to put that together. So I put the change on the counter, and there was a young woman behind the counter, and I was kind of like, can you help me? And I put some money down, and the woman's like, what are you doing here? But once again, no questions asked. She just kind of looked at me like, I know you didn't live around here. You're not a regular kid. But it didn't matter. I had money, right? So I picked out all sorts of stuff. And she helped me. She was like, okay, Bazooka Joe, those were really cheap. 5 cents, you know, got some of those. Swedish fish, I really like those. Got some of those. She helped me count it out. Candy cigarettes, I mean, who invented those? Yeah, candy cigarettes. Yeah, don't ask me. Pixie sticks, I mean, the stuff is like pure sugar, but I got it. And so she helped me out, and I had enough quarters from my dad's change jar that I was actually able to buy some good stuff, like candy bars, like some Twix, and some Reese's peanut butter cups, and some M&Ms. So made the transaction. My backpack was stuffed full of candy. I was so excited. I did it. But then I had to walk home. So I was fine until I made it to Casey's Hill, right before those hairpin turns, and in the back of my mind kind of said, it's probably not a good idea to go up there, because you can't see, there's blank corners, and it's high, and it's long, and I was tired, and I didn't know what to do, so I just stopped for a second. I was like, oh, God, what do I do? What does anyone do in the late 70s when you want to ride? I got this great idea. I'm going to hitchhike. So I turn around, stick out my thumb. And along comes this car. Kind of look, got my thumb out. And it's a pickup truck. Then I look closer. It's a beat up blue pickup truck. And then I notice it's the redneck neighbors. I'm like, excellent. I am so there. This is great. So I'm going like this, and I see the woman in the car. She's coming closer. You can see like her toothless grin. She's like, and I'm going like this, and they get closer, and all of a sudden she goes, pass by. I'm like, doesn't she know that I'm hitchhiking? Hello? I'm like, maybe I was going like this. I don't know. But I mean, she totally passed me by. And I'm stuck. I'm like, oh boy. What do I do now? I didn't want to go up the hill. I was like, there's no way I'm going to walk up that huge, giant hill to get home. So I decided, you know, when you're a hitchhiker, you need patience, right? And I didn't want to go anywhere, so figured I'd just hang out there for a little while. A couple minutes later, a maroon Dodge Dart drives by, turns around, stops right in front of where I'm standing. It's my dad. I'm like, yes! My dad knew I needed a ride! He's come to rescue me! He's going to pick me up and take me home! So he's paused there. He opens the back door. And I'm really excited. And immediately he goes, what are you doing here? What do you think you're doing? We were worried about you. And just like every single thing that you can think of. I'm like, oh. I was like, really? He just berated me, like yelling and screaming and yelling. So I get into the back of the car. I kind of slide in to the black fake leather back seat, but he doesn't see my backpack. And of course, it's the 70s. I'm not wearing my seatbelt, so I can hide it behind me. It's kind of like, he doesn't notice my backpack. So he's yelling and screaming and yelling and screaming. I'm just sitting there like, finally he stops. And I'm thinking to myself, oh man, by the time we get home, I am going to get it. My mom and dad are totally going to just punish me forever, right? I'm like, oh God. So we get home. My dad pulls into the driveway. He gets out really upset still. He shuts the door and slams and he walks away. And he leaves me there, alone, in the car. And I'm sitting there waiting for my mom and dad to come back to yell at me some more. And I sit there for like a couple minutes. They don't come back. He just left me there. So I'm like, okay, I got my stuff. I'm home. So I get out of the car, I walk up to the house, go inside. Who's standing there but my two big sisters, 13 and 14 years old, looking at me like, where were you? And I'm like, you'd like to know, huh? So I take out my backpack and I dump it on the counter and this candy spreads everywhere. And they're like, ugh. They're like, whoa, where did you get that? I'm like, I walked to the store. And they think, that's impossible. I'm like, no, I did. Look, I've got all this candy to prove it. So they're like, of course they want to grab it and stuff. And I'm like, that's my candy. I'm like, you can have one piece, maybe. But it's all mine. That was great. It was probably the first and last time I impressed my older sisters. So I was had candy for an entire week. And to this day, my dad still doesn't get why I did it, but it was the first time that he caught me with something. And not the last time he caught me with something, but he never really found out the real story. Thank you.